without doing damage to our relationship is Cloud Cuckoo Land.
I'm absolutely outraged by this decision. I think it's an incredibly depressing day for the cause of good governance and the rule of law.
On the trail of alleged corruption in BAE's deals with Saudi, serious fraud office investigators felt they were making real progress, and suddenly they were told to bail out. The bombshell was dropped in a near empty House of Lords by the Prime Minister's chief legal adviser, the Attorney General, Lord Goldsmith. After representations from the Defence Secretary, the Foreign Secretary and the Prime Minister, he agreed the investigation into BAE, the Saudis and corruption should be stopped.
They have expressed the clear view that continuation of the investigation would cause serious damage to UK-Saudi security, intelligence and diplomatic cooperation, which is likely to have seriously negative consequences for the United Kingdom public interest in terms of both national security and our highest priority foreign policy objectives.
We can see from documents and letters released to the High Court how far Tony Blair and his ministers were willing to go to get the investigation stopped, how they increased the pressure month by month. In turn, a full year before the investigation was stopped, BAE, the alleged co-conspirators, had called on the government to call off the dogs. On December the 6th, 2005, Jonathan Jones, for the Attorney General, wrote to Sir Gus O'Donnell, Secretary of the Cabinet Office, saying,
"Secret. BAE have submitted that it is not in the public interest for the investigation to continue. They argue this would have a serious adverse effect on relations between the UK and Saudi Arabia governments and would almost inevitably prevent the UK securing a large export contract of some £40 billion.
The Attorney General's man responded by saying if investigations were to be stopped, it was normally far later in the process if a conviction was likely. Nevertheless, he invited the views of all relevant government departments. On December the 16th, 2005, Gus O'Donnell of the Cabinet Office reports on those consultations. He warns if the SFO investigation
led to the disclosure of details of the relationship between the Saudis and BAE Systems, there is a high risk it would lead the Saudis taking their business elsewhere.
He then adds,
a central consideration is the potential impact on our national security, in particular as regards our counter-terrorism work.
6 weeks later comes the response.
Confidential. The Attorney General considers that it is in the public interest for the SFO investigation to proceed.
8 full months then pass before the next dramatic note from the Cabinet Secretary.
Secret. I'm writing to update you on some significant recent developments of which we think the Attorney General should be made aware.
There's a lot of this letter blanked out for security reasons, tantalisingly redacted, as they say. But what we can see is the claim that recent developments in the course of the investigation have led to very strong indications that the severe damage we feared was likely is now imminent. It then implies the Saudis have now threatened to withdraw their business. And it goes further.
Secret. If the Saudis are already starting to take such steps in relation to the Typhoon program, then we must anticipate that they could follow through in relation to counter-terrorism and the bilateral relationship.
A week later, and the Attorney General is apparently unmoved.
Secret. The Attorney is of the firm view that if the case is in fact soundly based, it would not be right to discontinue it on the basis that the consequences threatened by the Saudi representatives may result.
The chief Saudi representative at the heart of all this is Prince Bandar bin Sultan. He was there when his father signed the first part of the BAE deal in the mid-1980s, and now he was the head of Saudi's counter-terrorism and intelligence. He's also believed to have made £1 billion in kickbacks from BAE. The serious fraud office was about to get access to the Saudi Swiss bank accounts. Pressure on the Attorney General was about to peak. And then on December the 8th, 2006, the Prime Minister, Tony Blair, stepped in.
Attorney General, in the light of recent developments, I would be grateful if you would consider again. These developments have given rise to a real and immediate risk of a collapse in UK-Saudi security, intelligence and diplomatic cooperation.
He then talks of
serious damage being done by the investigation. not least to the negotiations over the Typhoon contract.
Saying all that, Tony Blair acknowledges that under the anti-bribery convention, the Attorney General must not consider potential diplomatic or economic damage. He then rehearses the arguments about potential damage to the Middle East and to counter-terrorism. It all stretches across 7 pages plus 7 pages of attachments. And there's a lot we don't see. It's blanked out, censored.
These assets are at risk. Suggested to our ambassador on the 21st of November that all intelligence cooperation was under threat.
Before the conclusion,
I understand and respect the constitutional position and the independent judgment you are required to make on extremely difficult and delicate issues of this nature, and I know any intervention you make must be your decision alone. For my part, after much careful thought, I have come to the conclusion that the seriousness of these risks to the national interest is such that I would be failing in my duty if I did not bring them directly to your attention. That is why I'm taking the exceptional step of writing to you myself.
72 hours later, Lord Goldsmith goes to see Tony Blair, tells him how bad it will look to pull the rug on the case, but says there could be grounds. It's all recorded in a letter from the Prime Minister's private secretary.
The attorney was concerned that halting the investigation would send a bad message about the credibility of law in this area and look like giving in to threats. He was clear, however, that he felt justified in questioning whether the grounds for the investigation were soundly based and in exploring legal options for resolving the case as quickly as possible.
It concludes,
the attorney said he would consider the Prime Minister's representations with due regard to the need for separation between the law and public policy.
72 hours after that, Lord Goldsmith stood up in the House of Lords and dropped his bombshell.
This afternoon, the Serious Fraud Office have announced that they are discontinuing this investigation.
Tomorrow, the court will consider all these documents, as well as a so far unreleased letter from BAE to the Attorney General, the one where they ask him to call off the dogs. A year later, he was to make the decision which he described as not entirely comfortable. The court will, in effect, be judging whether that decision was legitimate.
Peter Marshall, now coming up on the programme.